and welcome to your Friday edition of Holy Commutes. My name is Justin Tompkins, and I am your host for this edition of Holy Commutes, the only show in wiffle ball that gives you daily content on a three-week basis, once every 4 months, throughout the wiffle world. Again, this is the Friday morning show. We will have our season finale Friday afternoon with Mike Boyles, who, you know, a lot of you may not know. I can confirm he's a good dude. Runs the McQuan Wiffle Ball League, and Boyles is a great guy, and I'm interested to see his show. I'm interested to hear what he has to say. I hear it's going to be a little longer than your typical Holy Commutes, so we're going to end it with a Mike Boyles show. His reintroduction into the Wiffle Ball podcast world. I'm on my way home now. This is recording Wednesday night, and you know, trying to think of something I would tackle for my season finale of Holy Commutes. And you know, if Sam doesn't fire me, we'll be back in April. But today, I really just wanted to talk about why a thing like Wiff Kings and a thing like National Wiffle, first of all, they're not the same thing. Let's get that straight right now. I saw somebody out there say that National Wiffle looked like a discount Wiff Kings. I don't really understand that, other than it doesn't cost money. But what I will say is that they're not really the same. Wiff Kings was really just trying to push three formats. Three formats were all that they were trying to do and screw everybody else. National Wiffle, sorry, I'm going over a bit of a rough row. That's my beer clinking around in the back. I think National Wiffle is more inclusive. It's more trying to bring everybody together. Now, there were a few mistakes made in the creation portion of this, and I've said that to Sam and Tom myself. I think a few things should have been done that would have made this a little smoother. But I want to talk about, really, why I don't think something like this can work. Something like Wiff Kings died, and something like National Wiffle, I don't think it can work the way that it's intended to be. And why do I think that? Because, you know, I would say that as somebody who's on the NWA Tournament Host Committee, and as somebody who's played in Golden Stick, Fast and Yard, and who's been to Fast Plastic and seen how all these things operate, I would say that trying to bridge the gap is nearly impossible. There can be player overlap. There's nothing wrong with that. But the people in power, and I finally listened to a Shut Up Stein podcast, and I have to say there were actually a lot of things I agreed with them on. And one of them is that people in power need to come together, right? They just need to figure it out, because they're the ones who organize the tournaments and organize the leagues and so on and so forth, right? Well, I agree with that 100%, and I always have. But one thing that I've noticed over the last couple of years, since kind of taking a bigger role in NWLA, I've noticed that, and it's something I've fought for a long time, the NWLA slander, the you guys couldn't handle, the I compete in a format that the entire Midwest couldn't compete in, blah, 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 bullshit. That type of stuff. I've always fought against that. And the problem is that I see that there are too many big swinging dicks in the room for something like a wiffle ball unity to happen. Yeah, there's a ton of different formats. Sure, that's fine. That's part of what Wiffle Ball is all about, is that your format works for you and the players that play in your league. And that's fine. But you shouldn't judge everybody based off of how you think they would perform in your format. That doesn't make any sense. Right? That's like judging everybody by their ability to climb a tree, right? Or judging every animal by their ability to climb a tree. A monkey's going to be great at it. An elephant's going to be shit at it. A shark ain't even going to try, right? So, I think that way of thinking is a completely idiotic fucko way of thinking. And I really think that there are people that are too emboldened by their rankings on a list that, you know, really only takes fast pitch wiffle ball into account. Trust me, I've tried to come up with some sort of ranking system that takes all sorts of plays and factors and styles into account. It's not possible. It's just not possible. I appreciate what the drop does, and I think that, you know, it's amazing that the cooks do what they do, but I think people taking it way too far, like way too seriously, is the entire problem. They're taking their ranking as something that they should live by. And I will say this, not everybody does that. There's a certain few that do that. But the other thing about the big swinging dicks in the room is that it also goes to the people who run these things, right? I mean, you won't hear anyone from NWLA say, you won't hear anyone from the NWLA tournament committee say that our format's the best, our players are the best, nobody can do what we do, right? But I know there's people that think that. And I know there's people that, you know, have that have that idea in their head that this is, you know, the best tournament around. That's completely subjective. That's not up to anyone you can't compare any of these, really. You really can't. You can compare them by how well they're run and how competitive the games are, but you can't compare, like, oh, this tournament's so much better than this tournament. The talent here is so much better than this. You can't compare that because they're completely fucking different. Does that make sense? I want to bring an example in. You know, earlier this week, I think this was Sunday, I received a tip that there had been an email sent around from a certain individual on behalf of another individual. And this individual, who is no longer involved with Wiffle Ball really at all, said, I want all of my stuff off this site. All of it. Off of a site that's giving them free promotion, is not asking for anything in return, and is not hurting them in any way. Yes, the National Wiffle populace is a little bit skewed towards the NWLA style. Or not even the style, just the NWLA in totality, because the NWLA style isn't really a thing. The NWLA is about leagues of different styles coming together and being one thing and having fun with rankings and awards and shit like that, right? This person who is no longer involved with Wiffle Ball is somebody who I had worked pretty closely with on a number of things, including Wiff Kings, right? And this person who is no longer involved in Wiffle Ball decided to speak on behalf of this other organization, saying to take all their shit off. Now, this has been smoothed over somewhat. And this certain organization may stay in or may leave. It's unclear. as of now. And Sam's going to kill me for putting all of this out there, but I feel like it's something that needed to be said, is that people who think that they have some modicum of power in this sport are ruining the sport, to be honest with you. I am somebody who maintains 1/7 of a modicum of power on a tournament committee. And I used to say, I want this tournament to be the best tournament out there. I want to kind of downplay other things. I want to push an agenda. All of that, right? I've switched my focus to just saying, I want to put on a fun tournament for people that, you know, I have a connection with through Wiffleball, through this stupid sport that we play. And I think that is the attitude we should get back to, right? I think that we shouldn't be screaming at each other over a podcast through a fucking broken-ass muffler. I think we should be supportive of each other. I think we should be saying that, let's just do our thing. Let's not try and focus on unity right now. Let's get back to having fun with it. And I think that's the whole quote-unquote try-hard, the anti-try-hard movement, I think, really is just about getting back to having fun playing wiffle ball. This child sport that we play. Yeah, you can be competitive. If you're competitive, you're probably pretty good. And that's amazing. Good for you. But if you're not having fun, if you're taking it so seriously, if you let it run your life, then you're not doing what the sport was intended to do. And that's have fun. That's why I run OCWA the way that it is. Me and Ryan and everybody decided to come together and say, we're going to do slow pitch or medium pitch or whatever the hell you call it now, and we're going to have fun at these things. And that's what we do. We have fun. You know, we're not out there blowing our arms out anymore. You know, Bush and Roeder specifically. We're out there to have fun playing wiffle ball. That's what it's all about. And now I'd like to take it over to my special guest for today. A surprise last minute announcement guest, if you will. It's a certain voice that you'll know very well, and I'd like to have him take it away. But before I go, I just want to say, I've had a great time on season 2 of Holy Commutes. I'd like to thank Sam, Trent, Carl, and Tom and Caleb, everyone who's involved, you know, good guys all around. And now I'm going to throw it over to my special guest for this morning's commute. I will see you guys all in April. All right, see you.
I've taken over another show again. This is the final Friday of season 2 of the Holy Commutes, and officially I have taken over the network. I am the voice of Holy Commutes. I am the voice of Wiffle Later. I am the voice of Plow Commutes. My name is Michael Dogshit Bum Van Ostrid from the AWA, and this is your final Friday episode of Plow Commutes, the only show in Wiffle that gives you once a week Wiffle content. 4 months out of the year, we'll be getting a Wiffy for that real soon. So I want to jump into it real quick and give just a quick response to Soup's podcast from last Friday. If you didn't listen to it, it was something. It was kind of funny. He kind of proved most of my points for me. So I guess I'll just get to my couple points real quick. So one, get your car fixed. That's about all that needs to be said there. We heard the rattling the whole time, and I hope you made it to wherever you were supposed to go safely. So point two, don't say you were laughing all week and then come on the podcast and just sound so offended. You were not laughing all week. You were being a hardo about everything I said, which just kind of proves that I was right. So point number three, you decided to basically yell a bunch of nothing. You called me, I don't know, a dog shit bomb, which is why I decided to make that my nickname. I kind of like that. It rolls right off the tongue. And you basically yelled a bunch of nothing, called me a dog shit bug, said I'm dumb, said I don't belong in the sport, while simultaneously not really providing any statistical backing to that. So I thought I would come on here quickly and just do that. So we'll compare each player at a major tournament. Just one major tournament. I've only been there once. I've been there three times, but we'll look at both my career stats and my worst of three tournaments and see how those compare. So let's compare. So quickly, you, Sue, player one, an 0.56 batting average at the .261 on base percentage. The slugging was same as the average because your only hit was a single, leading to an OPS of .317. So my career stats here, a .250 batting average with a .438 on base percentage. Or sorry, I believe that's my slugging percentage, leading to an OPS of .934. So .934 to .317. You should just let the big boys play, buddy. But you're right. We were only looking at one of your tournaments, your best and your worst simultaneously. So let's look at just my worst, because your stuff really obviously doesn't compare to my best. So my worst, again, a .100, a .200, and a .557. So an OPS over .200 higher, plus a championship. So you were right. I think we need to just let the big boys play. So the question is, why am I taking over this podcast, and why am I taking some of Justin's time if it airs at that time? I heard he's got a bombshell coming. And the real reason I was brought back on is I was handed the award for MVP of Season 2 of Holy Commutes. So you're welcome for putting the network over the top. Carl Coffee and I, great episode. He always pumps out great content. We're your dads. So I appreciate this award, and in the spirit of handing out awards and Hall of Fame honors, which is what Wiffle players and Wiffle committees love to do, I've decided to just start handing out more awards, and let me just explain why. Basically, at this point, everyone in Wiffle has either made the Hall of Fame or won an award for national something, so I thought we would just hand out a couple more. So the first on the list, we're going to give out an award for Boy Scout of the Year in the Wiffle world. And this award goes to a quiet wonder in a league who just does everything right by the books and sometimes might not get national credit for that. So this award goes to Greg Campfire Greg Geerling. And we have actually a new camper for you, so you can collect that. Hopefully we'll see that in Indiana. So the second award goes to Wiffle Tweet of the Year. And that goes to Chandler Phillip for trolling Hardo so hard with his video and a quote from it that they couldn't even respond, and they knew that they were beat on that. So congrats to Chandler for winning Wiffle Tweet of the Year. Next award we're going to give out is Fanboy of the Year award. And this award goes to someone who has really admired Brendan Dudas's and jawline from afar for quite some time. He's been quite vocal about it, and I'm pretty sure he's had at least a couple wet dreams about it. So congrats to Ryan Vogus, and we're looking to have him do to send you a mirror selfie in the near future, so you can have that for when the moment is right. And I think my final award that I want to give out is for Wiffle Snub of the Year. So this award goes to someone who has the best stats on his own team but didn't get any awards because his name isn't as big. And obviously, I really don't know why. So congrats to Moz Devin Torres. You get nothing. You have no recognition. You will go forward with nothing. And finally, I just want to talk, if anyone wants to nominate someone for the Hall of Fame next year, just send it in. There are fake criteria to get into that, but usually there can just be an override for you. If you have any sort of name recognition, we'll get you in there real quick. So one major announcement that Wiffle Later has coming out here is that we want to talk about Tom G, and that he is joining the Wiffle Later network. He's been giving us some great content. We'll be having to put that out soon, but I think you could be hearing from Angry at Amazon, or Angry at Verizon, Tom G in the near future, and I just want to talk about that. So Tom G and his father are on a trip cross country, and they just switched time zones. Phone didn't update, and AT&T phone did. He reached out to them via Twitter. Hopefully he can, and after 15 minutes it was fixed. Hopefully he gets free service for the year, because that was just completely unacceptable. Probably ruined the whole trip. So that's about it. I don't have any big speech for my award, because, I mean, if we had a big speech for everywhere we'd hand out, we'd have podcasts all day just listening to those. So just give one more follow if you're looking for some premier Wiffle content. Follow Nobody if you're looking for a good laugh at Wiffle Memes. They're sending out some great memes right now. It seems like they're pumping out a lot of good content. So that is it for this season of Plowing Commutes. Thanks, Plowing Commutes. Thanks for making me the number one listen to host of the network. And until next time, hit them with a Carl Coffee. See ya.